This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The earlier we start, the earlier we finish, so we can move on, inshallah. I use the gallerines, so you have to sit down. And also, I need help with, of course, help always with the parents. So all the kids that I see here, they need to be sitting next to their parents. That means fathers, they have to be present, or mothers have to be present with us, inshallah. These guys here, where are your parents? Very well. You guys, it's really. Now we can do this in a good way. Alright. Well, by the smell. And of course, we have great prizes. Some of the prizes I brought today are my handmade. Handmade, tailor made, Moroccan tone. This you can find nowhere, I trust, you cannot find anymore. You will, but not this quality. So I'm going to give it away, inshallah, and this is made in Medina. I will give it away as well, inshallah, all tailor-made. If I need to see, it won't suit you, inshallah, you're too, inshallah, skinny. But I know who's going to be. So, you have to be, pay attention. Sisters, I'm sorry, I don't have no... I got you to give you this year, I give away what I have. He says, how come you don't talk to somebody? I don't know. Next time. That must be this only time. I don't have any stuff for women. Really? What do I look like to you like that? Yallah, bismillah, let's start with Allah Ta'ala. So we can, Bismillah, first of all, Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brothers and sisters, into this series called Making Builders, Stories of the Prophet. We have, alhamdulillah, completed the story of Adam. Girls, mom, can you help with the front line right here? The talking right here. Can you help? Mom? We finished the story of Adam alayhi salam. We finished the story of Ibrahim. I took to Ibrahim before that Idris and then Noah. Then we came to the story of course, Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub. Then we went back to the story of Hud, alayhi salam. That's what we're here today. We're almost done with the story of Hud. Do you remember Hud was sent to what tribe or what land? Yaman? Ad. He was sent to Ad. What is the surah? The surah, there's so many things to talk about Hud. But there is the surah that talks about the location of Hud, alayhi salam. Right? It doesn't, There's a surah that talks about the location where the people of Ad or the people of Hud went to Ad and Ashaf. Surah Ashaf, the people of Ashaf, which is located in, what is it called, that place? I'm sorry, that's your brother. Where is in Arabic, this place is called, it's located in the desert. But what do we call this place? The empty quarter in the middle of nowhere in Rub' al-Thani. The empty quarter, that's where they were located. So, Hud was amongst the Arabi, and there is a many mistake, not a mistake, but a confusion with regard to the Arab prophets. Arab prophets, the name. Arab prophets. Hud is number one. Hud is the first prophet who spoke Arabic. Hud, alayhi salam. And then Saleh. And then Shu'aib. And then Muhammad. But there's one missing. He is right, man. You're right, man. I don't intend that as you can see. Ismail was from what Arabs? What Arabs? What Arabs? and the punishment came. What sort of punishment? Look at the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ. Not any reef, not any wind. They were destroyed by furious bitter winds. What kind of wind? Not only just simple wind. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this wind that they've been afflicted with, سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ. 7 days, straight days and 8 nights. 7 days and 8 nights of this very powerful, very furious, bitter wind. So much so, not only destroyed their lands, they destroyed their homes, but it destroyed them so much so, it lifted them up into the air, thrown back and flat on the ground. كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ. They would have seen 8 people lying dead, like chunks of uprooted palm trees. You know, trees, their head would be down on the ground, and their feet would be like this. The wind lifted them up, and then crushed them back, and they were like trees, like the trunks of the trees. This is the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these people were afflicted with. Drought spread throughout the land for 3 years. Because they used to rely on what? Because we live in the desert, so we need rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, the first punishment is no rain for 3 years. So what did they do? They sent some people to invoke Allah, to invoke for rain. They sent some righteous people amongst them to invoke for rain. They sent a delegation to invoke. They said to invoke Allah. But they did not believe in Allah. But with subhanAllah, when the punishment comes, when the hardship comes, even people who don't believe in Allah, they start saying, oh my God. Don't they? Even Quran. Quran, when he said, the one who has the mawati, oh, they have fallen Allah. If you ask them who gave the heaven and earth, they would say, Allah. So these people, all of them were just believers, but they, when they get stuck, when they need something, they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they said to some people, go and ask Allah to send us rain. So, get the rain, come, yeah. 3 clouds appear. So they thought it was the sign of rain, 3 clouds. Red cloud, white cloud, and black cloud. So red was coming, yes, good sign. The people that we have sent out in the dua, that the dua was accepted. So the cloud came in as red, then white, then black, dark, and this rain was blowing wind for 8 days. This cloud that came was not a threat of rain. This is the cloud that actually caused the reef in South Carolina. The reef in South Carolina is the rain and the cloud that blowing wind for 8 days. I would say, Allah, there's just 7 days and 8 nights straight blowing wind until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy the baby sisters. What do you understand here? Let me tell you, the soldiers of Allah. Allah has many types of soldiers. The wind is, I remember this when I went to the UK, years back. I don't know if you heard of it. Some of you may have. When there was this mountain, volcano mountain, that decided to spit out some smoke, so much so that no planes were able to fly. Do you remember this? It happened in Europe a long time ago. 14 years ago. I was in the UK at the time I was teaching and I got stuck there. I was stuck there. No airplane was able to fly despite this technology, despite the, you know, they had the F-16s and F-18s and whatever they have and everything. Allah just sent a little smoke and no plane could fly, no weapons, nothing. Here, just a wind, just like the wind that Allah sent upon him. Just like the wind of crossing upon him. If you're a sister, or if you're a brother, just like the wind that Allah sent upon. By the way, this is a see-through, huh? We have to wear something underneath, huh? Just like the wind Allah sent upon. The battle of the clouds. I think it should be. No? No, no, it's not. Look at the wind. Look at that wind. It's not the soldiers. Battle of Al-Ahzab. Against Quraysh, I mean against the Muslims, when these 10,000 people they gathered together against Quraysh, and so because the Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he described them, says, حَتَّبْ وَبِلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْخَنَاجَرْ وَتَظُنُونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. You know, when Allah Azza wa Jalla describes that their hearts reached their throats, you know, how much scared and terrified they were, so much so that their hearts, you know, reached their throats. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what are these soldiers? What type of soldiers? The wind. The wind is the soldier of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this wind that blew and killed them all. This is the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the people of Hud. Our headless like trunks of uprooted palm trees. That's what they started looking like. Allah says Hud and the believers. Ten Hud and the believers lived peacefully ever after. And Hud passed away. And after Hud passed away, people moved into an area which I'm going to talk about. And they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lo and behold, shirk appeared again among the people. Why shirk appeared again among the people? Why shirk? They were there, they were unbelievers. But why shirk again came back and spread among the people? Oh, everybody died. Allah is in the kingdom. He killed the people of Noah. And only the believers came. But lo and behold, after some time, will appear again. Why people will appear again? Why people can't just stick around and just worship Allah Azza wa Jalla? Why do they keep on worshiping others than other than Allah? What happened? They forgot? No. Shaitan? What's Shaitan? What's he believe? The West woke up from who? Yes. That's it. Because Shaitan made an oath to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala Shaitan. فَتِعِشْتَكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He made that oath. I shall make everybody commit kufr. I shall make everyone commit shirk. He made this oath. So he did not even know. Yeah, he said so far. Yes, he said it. Whisper. But Shaitan made it so clear that he is my Muslim. I'm going to try to make people worship others other than you, O Allah. So shirk appeared again among the people. وَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ قَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا بل هو ما استعجلتم به ريح فيها عذاب أليم. This is the cloud bringing us rain as they look at the cloud. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reply, no, this is not, you know, this cloud that it will bring you rain. This is what we call possessed in a fierce wind carrying the painful punishment. This cloud that you're seeing will be punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تدمر كل شيء بأمر ربها فأصبحوا لا يرى إلا مساكنهم كذلك نجزي القوم المشركين. This is how we rewarded the wicked people. And there is a dua that you and I will need to memorize at times of wind. Whenever there is a wind, and it happens here in Canada a lot, sometimes there is this blowing wind. You know, what is the dua that you should be making if sometimes you hear this blowing wind that's scaring you? Sometimes it makes that very, you know, scary noise. There is a dua that the Prophet Muhammad used to say whenever there is a very strong wind. He used to say, I need to memorize it. If you memorize it right now tonight, I can hear my spouse. اللهم إني أسألك خيرها وخير ما فيها وأعوذ بك من شرها وشر ما فيها وشر من أرسلت به. اللهم إني أسألك خيرها وخير ما فيها وخير ما أرسلت به وأعوذ بك من شرها وشر ما فيها وشر ما أرسلت به. الله, I ask you for its goodness, the good within it and the good it was sent with, and I take refuge with you from its evil, the evil within it and from the evil it was sent with. Try to memorize this dua at times of wind. Anytime there's wind, you make this dua or you say this dua, not only you get reward, now you will get reward, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through dua may remove this wind and take it somewhere else. So who can memorize this dua and say you are looking? Who can say the dua without looking? Nobody. Alright. Try to memorize inshallah ta'ala. Next week I'm gonna ask you, inshallah. next week I'm going to ask you about the dawn. Any lessons learned before we move to the next prophet? Quickly. Lessons learned before moving to the other prophet. Yes. Okay, fine. Yes. Let's say we should always trust Allah. What are yes? If you don't, do the right, Allah says you will punish you. Tell you. What lesson do we learn? Yes, in the back. Go to mama, go to mama. Aywa, quickly, habibna, Lakers. Always worship Allah, that's what we learn. Always worship Allah, what else do we learn from the story of Hud alayhi salam? Avoid arrogance. Arrogance is the mother of all sins, so avoid arrogance. What? Something I want to hear. Something about hope. I just mentioned it. Something about hope. Come on, guys, girls, ladies, gentlemen, brothers and sisters, something about hope. I must know. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. How about their thoughts? Aywa! Give me about hope. Aywa! With patience, whatever we go through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate our worries and our afflictions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace you with something good. Amma qalil, very soon. So do not, never despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as they saw. And as I have mentioned, people live together, you know, happy with good, and good passed away. And they move. The believers settled in an area called... Okay, brothers, sisters, we want to finish this tonight. So I need some silence, please. I need some silence because I need to finish this tonight, inshallah ta'ala. They settled in an area called Al-Hijr. I'm going to ask you questions. Wallahi. If they settled in an area called Al-Hijr or Al-Mada'in, what is Al-Mada'in? Who knows Medina to Nabi? Medina. Medina, this area is about 380 kilometers northwest of Medina. So the story here, it happened in what we call today Saudi Arabia, but precisely in an area called Al-Mada'in or Al-Hijr. Very similar to the story of Hud, because these people were also strong and powerful. They were also building homes from mountains, from rocks, you will see. And then here, where the prophet, maybe Hud, did not show any miracles. Maybe Hud did not show miracles. But this prophet will show miracles before their eyes. It's an interesting miracle, because they will ask for a particular miracle. They will be so meticulous. We want this particular thing, and we want to have this thing to have this color, and we want this thing to be female, and we want to see coming out from this wall. You see, this wall is like a rock. We want this thing to come out from the wall. They will ask for a miracle. And lo and behold, before the eyes, but very particularly the eyes, oh, came out from a rock. What is that thing? That's what we're talking about. No, whoever says something wrong. Shabki. Whoever says something wrong. What? This time, because it is easy. It is easy, So what happened here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends them as shirk. Remember what you said, that shirk appeared again because of the oath that Iblis made. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them another prophet. So Allah says, you know, a lot of these people look like that religion among the Lord. You will always send a prophet as a prophet. Sometimes you will send their prophets to a nation. So here, Allah sent another Arabic prophet by the name of Saleh. Saleh. And the sea camel, Saleh, wa naqatu Saleh. Saleh is mentioned 9 est arrivant à Aïwa. Comme ça, hein? Level. Hein? Ah, allez-y. Hein? Mohadana, il est right here, the How many times do this message of Al-Hala? Seven. Miss 27. Seven times. Seven times. But Salah is mentioned nine times in the Quran. Salah was sent to dispel that way to Al-Hijr, and their area is over the people, you know, called the Al-Hijr, but the not the nickname. They were known to be Qawm, like Qawm Ad. Hud was sent to remember this. Remember, Hud is sent to Qawm Ad. Salah is sent to Qawm Thamud. Shu'aib is sent to Qawm. We didn't talk about Shu'aib yet. Huh? Midian. 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 So, these are, you know, prophets who sent to particular tribes. Okay. Except one prophet. Who was not sent to Christ. Okay, he was sent to Christ. No. Except one prophet who was sent to all mankind. And who is this prophet? Anybody? Muhammad alayhi salatu. Jesus was sent to Israel. Moses was sent to Bani Israel to Fir'aun. You know, every prophet was sent. Ibrahim alayhi salam, his people in Babylon, in Iraq, over his daughter, but except Rasulullah, rahmatan lil al-alameen, to all mankind, sallallahu alayhi. I wish you were with me in Medina. I really wish you were there. Why Medina? No, I wish you were there with me in Mecca. So that we can see where what Prophet did in Mecca, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Salah was sent to the people of Thamud, Qawm Thamud. Alright? Who are the Arab prophets? You know this. Quickly, the Arab prophets, the five I mentioned, quickly. Huh? Salah, Muhammad, Hud, Aywa Sa'id, and the last one. Ismail, mashallah alayhi. Huh? Yalla Habib. Yes, and Sa'id, now, here they are. Quickly, these are the ones. Ad, not Ad, Hud. What did I say, Ad? No, it's Hud. And then Salah. And then, by sequence. And after that came Shu'aib. In Morocco, we call him Bus'aib. Yani Abu Shu'aib. Abu. Ismail. And then, the grand finale, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we're going to talk about Salah, the second prophet. Salah was interesting. Very interesting prophet. Very eloquent speaker and very handsome. Yusuf was more handsome, but we're talking, why? Because his people liked him. His people liked him. They were needed preparing him to become a leader, but lo and behold, he would come and start preaching about something they were all known. What do you want? Go. Don't do this to me, please, I'm weak, huh? According to some historians, okay, well, I think this is what they're talking about. This is the area, the green area. Look, Egypt is this side right here. I don't have my speaker with me, that's why I'm just reading my notes, okay? And then Saudi Arabia is this way right here. Down. Mada'in Saleh and Qawm Thamud, that's where the people of Saleh were. In what we call today Saudi Arabia, the country of Saudi Arabia today. But this is the area which is in green, that's where they were located. Yemen is on top, moving towards the east. So we'll talk about that. Hold on. Like a Play-Doh. It's like a Play-Doh. No. Quran. We gotta get the Quran. وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْحِجْرِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ Oh-ho! Here it is. Oh, there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, the residents of the Stone Valley, Allah is talking about the people of Hijr, also deny the messengers, which is Allah sent them only one messenger. Father, why is Allah saying here messengers and the Mursaleen? Yalla, remember. No. Allah only sent one messenger right there, Salih. Why Allah is saying al-Mursaleen, messengers? Allah did not send so many messengers to the people of al-Hijr, Ashab al-Hijr. He only sent them one, Allah. Before him? Allah بعث من ناقة يعني الناقة تجد المرسلين because they are preaching to the same God. The same people. No, they're not. Allah destroyed 100 people. Allah, how much women have? How much women have? No, respect the messengers. No, Allah is saying, look, listen. Allah is saying, and indeed, they deny the messengers. They deny the messengers. Are you okay? All right? Before, after, ready? No. Okay, I'll say. Whoever, last one. So when you deny one messenger and you call him a liar, expect a lesson. Any lesson to come to. Yani, these people, they call Prophet Muhammad a liar, they call Isa a liar, they call Musa a liar. So when you disbelieve in Jesus, you disbelieve in Musa, you disbelieve in Isa, you disbelieve in Muhammad. Same thing here. كَذَّبَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ آيَاتِنَا فَكَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ. We give them our hands, but they turn away from them. وَكَانُوا playing right here. وَكَانُوا يَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا آمِينَ. And they carved their homes in the mountains. They used to play with rocks just like Plato. Allah has always made them so strong that English, just like this one prophet. I do hear this. Just like this prophet, I have not spoken about him yet. This prophet, Allah subhanahu made him truth. You know, he's not so strong. I'm not going to say, look at what prophet? Daoud, the iron will become like something so soft. Iron is like metal, something strong. But for Daoud, it will be like a Play-Doh. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm almost done. Can you please give me, help me, please, help me, please. Shabbat, please. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them not only strong, but they will carve these homes in the mountains just like Play-Doh. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, question for the intelligence. Let's think with it. I think we already answered the question. And the intention was you. The question says, why did Allah say messengers although the Allah Prophet was sent? So, question for the intention. And the answer is, whoever did not want that, but he has denied all the prophets. So, and if you are asking him, you know, sometimes I'm going to come ahead of myself. You see? I'm you love me or love me? Pick one. What exactly? Intelligent individual. Who is intelligent individual? Some person. He was very intelligent. Innocent people. He hears from a wealthy family as well. That's why they like him. You know, sometimes when he comes from a wealthy family, people don't like you because of your family, because of your clan, because of your, you know, because your last name is Shodan, because your last name So he was also very intelligent. Why would he stop? Look, he was intelligent and they were preparing to appoint him as a leader. Until what? Until this happened. He was nice, he was intelligent, he was handsome, and he came from a good family. So they were preparing to be leader until he started teaching them about Allah. Because they started worshiping others other than Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why not? Guys, brothers, sisters, can you help me? What was this to come? I'm sorry, man. If you can just be quiet for, how about 5 minutes? Huh? Do you have the answer? You say you're going to give it to someone. I'll give it to somebody else. Huh? وَإِلَىٰ تَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ. By the way, we heard this from Hud as well, and from Luz as well, when Allah says, وَإِلَىٰ تَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. And to the people of Thamud, we send their brother. Their brother. Was he their brother? When I call you, I'll say, yeah, bro, tell me bro, not brother. Are you my brother? English, as you are. But there was no Islam there. There was no Islam there. How come Allah is telling them? Their brother. Was he their brother when they were so? Why is he calling them brother? And he's a believer, and they're not believers. So why is he calling them brother? أَخَاهُمْ صَعِيبًا. Because he said, you're from the same tribe. You're Khan and his son. But you're not brothers. Just you're Khan and his son. Okay, you're subject and he's subject. Are you brothers or you're not brothers? Brothers are friends. When Wala Abn Nawfil called Prophet Muhammad, Yabna Am, oh my cousin, he wasn't his cousin. Walaqa, the cousin of Khadija. He called Muhammad alayhi salam when he came down from the era. And then he took him to Walaqa. He told him, Yabna Am, oh my cousin. He wasn't his cousin. So why is Allah going to say, وَإِذَا تَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا, the brother Salih? Same tribe? Same tribe, but how come it's the brother? Anyway. You have to say it right this time. Yalla. Go, say. That's the wishing of you. Yalla, say why. Because Salih came after the Hud. That's the Arab land, so all the Arab brothers. There's so many Arabs, they're not my brothers. And I don't want them to be my brother. For sure. Ashab ibn. Aywa. To symbolize the connection between them. Okay, let me tell you the answer. No, you don't know. What's it? That's the Sidna Muhammad. Sidna Adam. Sidna Adam. Sidna Adam. Sidna Adam. Sidna Adam. Sidna Adam. I'll tell you the answer next week. وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا قال يا قوم same message يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره هو أنشأكم من الأرض واستعمركم فيها. I highlighted something in yellow right there for a very very noble purpose. I didn't just do it in vain. No. So he's calling them Abdullah, worship Allah, don't worship anyone other than him. And then he says, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مَجِيدٌ. Yes, I know, sisters, brothers, please. In 5 minutes, I promise, I will be over. 5 minutes. But this is amazing. Anytime you read the Quran, these two names, they come together. Qarib with Mujib. Qarib is near, and Mujib is the one who answers the call. Qarib when you meet, it is Allah. And why when you make that? Sometimes you live with someone who is so close to you, yet they're very far from you. But Allah is so close. He called himself Al-Qarib. So Allah is doing this, and when you make this du'a, Allah is doing this. He does not mention these names in the Quran just in vain. Every name in the Quran. Sometimes when you read the Quran, Allah is going to ask oftentimes with two names. Sometimes wrong, but oftentimes with two names. Here, Allah is saying, Allah Azza wa Jal is the all ever near and He is the all responsive. Qareebun Mujib. Qareebun Mujib. When you're making dua, rest assured that Allah is close to you. To make that dua, rest assured that Allah will answer your call, inshaAllah ta'ala. Qalu. So again, did you answer his call? No. Again, just like Noah, just like Hud, just like other prophets before. He said, Ya Allah, I've contacted you. Here's what I say here. Look. Because after you, I say with the five letters, the smart one can come here. And we are Salih, but couldn't have been a man as well. He said, oh Salih, we truly had high hopes in you. We had high hopes, huh? To be our leader. هذه مخدومة باليد هذه كلها محصرة تحصيلا وفضلناها تحصيلا بس انت طول عليها شوي ممكن تدلك ان شاء الله وممكن حد تعرفها نعم this is the one he's here you know يا فقد كنت فينا ممدوة we had truly had high hopes we were smart we were grooming you to be our future leader you come from a very you know very big family you're intelligent you're an eloquent speaker Salih was an eloquent speaker yeah so we had high hopes for you to become our leader and then he's telling us this nonsense for the quote what nonsense to worship Allah that he means that we worship him to worship only Allah أسألنا أن نعبد ما يعبد آباؤنا وإننا لفي شك مما تدعون إليه مريبا How dare you forbid us to worship what our forefathers have worshipped? We certainly in Allah in doubt about you, your uprightness too. يعني we don't want to hear this. We don't want to hear you know, this nonsense that you're trying to pour. So what happened here? So the verse says, how can a dua be answered? I'm going to take a break and I'm going to stop right here. I take this with you home. If you're going to take one thing to your home today, how, yeah, I cannot be any more excuses about this. I'm telling you, if you want to take something, do not take nothing from me tonight, just take this. What is this that they have? The prophet is somebody saying this in a Christian story about a man. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبٌ All you people, Allah is pure. And we only accept that which is pure. طيب. He does not accept anything that is not pure. And then he says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ And then كُمَّ ذَكَرُ مُوْزُ يُطَيْلُ الصَّفَى أَشْعَةَ أَغْوَى يَمُدُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ يَا رَبِّ يَا رَبِّ وَمَطْعَمُ الْحَرَامِ وَمَكْرُ بِالْحَرَامِ وَمَلْبَسُ الْحَرَامِ وَغُدِّ بِالْحَرَافَ إِلَى الْتَجَبُلَ So the Prophet saying about a man who's starving and the starving, the dua of the starving man is mustajab, is granted. And then this man who's starving, he's raising his hand making dua. But one of us, when we make dua, and then the Prophet said, how can Allah answer dua from such a man who consumes haram? He dresses with haram. Look, his covered, his clothes are in haram. His food is haram. His drink is haram. You can make all the dua you want. You can live in Mecca. You can live in Medina. You can be half of the Quran. You can be imam of this masjid. But because you are dealing with haram, your dua will never be answered. That's why I said, if you want to take something home, please only take this. I hope you take more, but just take this. If you go back tonight and do some filtering, anything that you think is haram, in fact, no. Anything you know is haram, don't take it. Because they know, I know, you know, that all of us, you know, there's something inside of us, Mr. Sikhanda. There's something inside of us all that tells you that we should do this time. And sometimes you just want to look at it. Sometimes you want to just avoid. Sometimes you don't want to hear your heart telling you, you know, we call it your consciousness telling you this is wrong. So here, you know, how can Allah Azza call from a man who deals with haram, eats haram, consumes haram, dresses with haram? You can make all the dua you want. Your dua cannot be answered until you clean your bank account. No, it's not bank account. You clean your life with anything that is haram. Because that's what Abu Talib says in the beginning, in Allah Ta'ala, Allah is pure, and we all accept that which is pure. And then Salah, they did not believe him. But they will ask for a miracle. And this is an amazing miracle. You want us to believe in you? And you talk to another amazing lesson. I'm all right, let's take 1 minute. 30 seconds, stop it, 30 seconds. Don't ever make promises which you cannot keep. Prophet and they asked for something similar. And Prophet Muhammad did not want to do it. Why? Because he knew that if he was to enter and drink whatever the Hub called for, he would not believe and Allah will destroy them. But this other topic were different. Look at this amazing. It became clear to my eyes because the difference Prophet Muhammad as a prophet. Prophet Muhammad, because he's so merciful, he did not want to answer Quraysh's call when they asked, bring them look on the sky, and then we can see there's a Lord to see that, and the angel brings it. And he says, if I were to do so, and you won't believe, and Allah will destroy you, so I will not do it. But the other prophets, they asked for miracles, and the prophets answered, and they did not believe, so Allah destroyed them. So that's what happened. He will bring them this miracle that they asked for. And indeed, he will not believe. So much for the distant woman who had four daughters. They got a woman who her husband believed in God. She held so much grudge on her on having judgment against God. And she said, I'm going to hire somebody who's going to go and kill this miracle. And this other lady who had four daughters, she said, whoever kills this other miracle, I'm going to gift them with my four beautiful daughters. Who are these women? What did they do? What are their names? What miracle are we talking about here? Next week, inshallah. We will finish it, inshallah, and move to the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Jazakumullah khair, brothers and sisters. May Allah bless you, may Allah reward you. Thank you so much for coming. You make this so special. You make this so, so, so very special. Jazakumullah khair. Girls this way, brothers that way. You cannot hold anything that I give you.